You are listening to the Latina Lifestyle Legacy Podcast with your host, Reina Marufo. This podcast is dedicated to helping the busy up-and-coming Latina entrepreneurs get organized with their life and business and live a more fulfilling life. We will discuss how to overcome adversities in your mindset and business growth and to remind you que sí se puede. Hola, hola, everyone. Welcome to the Latina Lifestyle Legacy Podcast. Thank you once again for tuning in. And if this is your first time, I know we have a lot of new listeners from the previous episode interviewing Roxy, Raquel Cordova. That was such a great interview and just really, really grateful to have her on the show. If you didn't get a chance to check out that episode, it was the previous one, episode 104. So definitely go and check that one out after you listen to this one. In this episode, we're going to be really diving deep into rewarding yourself with more time by outsourcing to a VA, also known as a virtual assistant, right? And to an assistant in general. I will be talking a little bit more about virtual assistants because that's the type of people that I've worked with and that has helped me a lot. So that is what we're going to be tuning in. And I want you to come in with like an open mind because maybe, you know, your mentality is like, how am I ever going to afford this? Why would, like, yeah, I think that's like the main thing that people think about, or how am I going to find the person to do the right type of person to do the job that I need them to do, or how are you going to trust them? All of those things we will go over in this episode, but I do have some announcements that I want to share. I will be doing a goal setting workshop for the final quarter of 2022. So we are already, y'all, in like the last quarter of the year. So I want to be doing a workshop on how do you plan out your, you know, really, well, by the time I do the workshop, it's going to be not 90 days, but, you know, a little around the 90 days of the last days of the year for 2022. So I want to be able to do that workshop with you all and really get you prepared, I feel, for the 2023. I want to be doing a series of workshops with not only organizing your goals, but like then setting them up in a project management tool. And then we can even do a workshop on more like people who are maybe really serious about delegating and outsourcing to a VA and just kind of doing a little bit more training on that. But this next workshop is going to be Thursday, October 13th at 6:00 p.m. So save the date. I do not have a link for it yet, but I am finalizing the landing page and all of that stuff. So it will be through Zoom. And so I will be, make sure you follow Latina Lifestyle Legacy. And, you know, by the time the next episode comes out, I will have also the landing page and all of that ready for you all. So another announcement is I've been doing the last 2 months, or I've done two online networking events for Latina Lifestyle Legacy. And also those are really more to really network. It's not really a workshop. It's more to get to meet and connect with more people. So that's going to be on Wednesday, October 19th at 7 p.m. So definitely save the date for that one as well. Those are my main announcements for right now. The next thing that we're going to be going over is the segment that I have is what I loved about my week and a lesson for the week. And I want to share something that I loved about my week is, well, there's so many things, but one of the things is that really just comes to mind is I'm just feel so grateful that I finally, so my family and I, we launched an Airbnb business, an Airbnb I've been trying to get them to do this business for a long, long time, but finally I was able to convince them to like partner up and let's do the business together. And we were fine. And it has been, we launched it not even a month ago. It's going to be a month. And it's just like booked literally all of October. We've already are getting bookings for November. So it's just been very successful, and I'm just very grateful for this opportunity to partner up with family and to really help out my parents as well. So it's been great. And I think this also relates to the lesson that I want to share for you for this week. And I'm reading this book called The Dark Side of the Light Chasers by Debbie Ford. So yeah, it's called The Dark Side of the Light Chasers, Reclaiming Your Power, Creativity, Brilliance, and Dreams. And someone recommended this book to me. I'm reading it. I'm almost done with it. But there's a passage here that I wanted to read from the book that I felt was very powerful, because about the topic about fear. And really, I think, let me read it and then I will dive deeper into why I like love this passage. So here I go. So the only thing that stops us from being our whole authentic selves is fear. Our fear tells that we can't fulfill our dreams. Our fear tells us not to take risks. It stops us from enjoying our richest treasures. Our fear keeps us living in the middle of the spectrum instead of embracing the full range. Fear keeps us numb. It blocks us from the exuberance and excitement of life. Fearful, we create situations in our lives to prove to ourselves that our self-imposed limitations are appropriate. To overcome our fear, we have to face it and replace it with love. Then we can embrace it. And once we can embrace our fear, we can choose not to be afraid anymore. Love allows us to cut that cord. So I'm going to kind of go into this, and I wanted to talk about this because for a long time, my family, they had this fear of doing the Airbnb, right? And like many of us, we are fearful of doing a business, putting ourselves out there on social media, so many things. I get it. I have been there. I'm always also overcoming fear, you know, or launching a podcast or starting a YouTube channel. But it's really important to let go of that fear and really have faith in ourselves and in our goals. And it's probably one of the hardest things you can do. But once you're able to do that, it's going to be so freeing. And I also want to share that it's important to also have grace for yourself, because we're going to make mistakes, like in our business. You know, it's not perfect. I've made a mistake. I definitely make mistakes, and I'm going to continue making mistakes. And the mistakes get bigger too. I mean, as you grow, as you get have more people on your team, as you are more responsible for the business and it just becomes a bigger thing, mistakes get bigger. And so there's a little bit more, you know, fear in there, but it's okay to have that feeling like, yes, I'm scared, but I'm still going to do it anyways, right? So I just wanted to share that, because now that we've overcome that fear, my family and I, like, I am scared, or sometimes I'll be fearful, but I'm a little more on the, like, let's just do it side. So I think it's good to have both sides, obviously, like the person that is definitely like the risk taker and let's just do it, let's go for it. And then there's also the person who's a little more like realistic and a little more serious. But I think you can't be like 100% both. You need to definitely have, just also be realistic too. But So it's good to have like that partnership or that balance if you can find it with another person, and have that also with yourself. So I wanted to share that. That's my lesson for the week, is to overcome the fear, right? And to continue that it's okay to be fearful, but you still don't let that like stop you, right? So again, that book is called The Dark Side of the Light Chasers, if you ever wanted to check it out. Let's go back to the topic of the episode, which is going to be about rewarding yourself with more time by outsourcing to a VA. So I want to start off with that there are two currencies in this world, and I want to share, I have a whole episode on it, where it's called Time Versus Money, but I just kind of want to like give a little summary of that episode, in that there are two currencies, right? What is more valuable to you, your time or the money? And basically anything we do, right, if we're either choosing to save time or we're either choosing to save money. And I really want us to get into this mentality of, depending on, you know, how much is your time worth? And you can determine that by, I would say, like documenting your time, how much you make, and then seeing, okay, this is technically how much I would make during this time. Is it worth that I like outsource it to somebody, or should I just do it myself? So there are different ways to look at this. And I also want you to know that, you know, if you've ever been that person that you're like, how the heck do people do it all? Like, how does this person have their whole business, their family? How are they, their house is all organized? How are they working out? How are they meal prepping? All of like how do, you're like, how are they doing it? And, you know, how do they have all of the time to do it? So they're not doing it all. I want you to know that many of the times they are outsourcing and they are buying their time back. So to do that is, we all have 24 hours in a day, right? We all have heard, every single one of us, that's definitely something that we all have. But if you were to hire help, you can actually gain more hours in the day. And for example, if you hire, you know, a virtual assistant for 6 hours, you'll technically have 30 hours now. So imagine if you were to hire them for 10, 20 hours, you would have those extra 10, 20 hours of work that you like had to do, but now you have somebody else that can help you with it, and you're able to buy back your time. So let's go a little bit into what is a virtual assistant. I mean, an assistant is someone that can help you out with tasks that you need help with, like maybe tedious tasks that you could basically just need someone else to do, like you don't really need to do it yourself anymore. Like you can do it, but you're basically, your time is, you'd rather spend your time doing the other more, I wouldn't say advanced tasks, but just tasks that you need to be there, right? Versus other tasks where you're like, damn, if I just need to like teach someone how to do it, let them do it, and then you're good to go. So I love to find my virtual assistants on Fiverr, and I've used Fiverr for a few years now to delegate a whole bunch of tasks. But I realized that I really like that whole concept of finding somebody that I can really, it's not really just like giving them one time task and then finding somebody else. I'd rather have somebody that I can like basically teach, and they know my process, they know my business, they know like how I work, and just kind of like building that relationship. There are on Fiverr, it's an online platform, and there are VAs from all over the world. And you can choose a VA that's like bilingual, if you want them to know English and Spanish, if you want them to just know English, if you just want them to know Spanish. There's so many different filters people that you can find. And in my course, Organize and Achieve Your Life and Business Goals, I go over in detail how to find an affordable VA, and also what to ask them, how do you onboard them and get them started in less than a week. To be honest, I've like onboarded people in less than a week, and it's been very like just a great process. I mean, they've always appreciated it because I pretty much have all the systems down, and I have that project management tool that I'm able to teach them to use, and we're able to just get started right away. So that is what I really dive deeper into my course about. And maybe your next question is like, well, what do I outsource to them, right? In my course with my clients, I go over, we basically go over four pillars, is like setting what are your goals? What do you want to accomplish? I think that's like key. First, we need to know what are we working towards? And then it's all about getting organized with the project management tool. And I love to use Asana. There's definitely so many other project management tools, and trust me, I've tried like all of them. And Asana has been the best one so far for me. It has a lot of great and pretty great price point. I pay $26 a month, and I think it's 100% worth it for all the things that I use it for. And then I'm able to create systems within there, and then I'm able to seriously easily outsource to a VA. So it's all about setting your goals, getting organized with the tool, creating your systems, and then outsourcing to a VA. And one thing I also love about this is that you can literally do this for any type of business project that you have, whether that's personal or right or business or anything else. It's the same process. So going back to like, what do you outsource to them? This is where any items on your to-do list that, you know, again, you have to get done, and also items that you really do not enjoy doing. So for example, for me, something that I didn't really enjoy doing was like creating graphics and all of that. It took me just like so much energy and a lot of mental power for me to create graphics. And I'm like, I want to be able, it just took so much time for me. I'm like, I need to find somebody that knows how to do this easily, that enjoys doing this type of stuff. And so I really wanted to find an assistant, but had like a creative background to them, because I knew that like I wanted to have a lot of like graphics and stuff done. So then that's where I started. And that was like my goal when I first searched for them. But maybe for you, it's different. Maybe you need someone that's a little bit more tech savvy with like Google Sheets or something, or you need someone with a little bit more marketing skills, and like you want them to do a little bit more copywriting. That's a big one too, as well. So depending on like, you know, making a list of all the things you have to get done, and then basically identifying what you really don't want to do anymore. And it's also another thing, like to outsource with them, it's extremely important. And again, this is what I go over in my course, is like, how do you communicate and set the expectations from the beginning? Because I think this is really important. I know there's a lot of people who have these and it just doesn't work out, but sometimes I do. And another thing that's helped is because I've been an assistant before. So I kind of know, like, I've been in their shoes. So I know what they need from me and like how to communicate it. Right. So that's also been honestly beneficial for me to like teach the classes, have this course, because I've been on both sides.